I was answering the question to myself about what you asked last night with regards to nobody owes me anything. And the truth about who I am is that nobody owes me anything. And this ex-husband of mine, I haven't experienced since 1994. And I received a phone call last week from his attorney. There's a lien with a judgment attached to his piece of property. And in order for him to refinance his home, he's required to pay off that loan amount. And so it was a previous agreement that we came upon in court in 1994. My truth now is that he is not obligated in any way to pay me back that money. And if I don't present that to him, am I not being totally visible with him? Because the money does not matter to me. So I answered my question to myself about it. And so my answer is that I will call him up and tell him that he is not obligated to me in any way whatsoever to give me this money.
How do you feel about that? How does that make you feel about yourself? What does that say to you about you? It's a $16,000 windfall you weren't even expecting.
Right, exactly, especially since I'm in the process of a career change. So
you could use the money.
Exactly. Yeah, I've, you know, sort of sent out in the universe, you know, I no longer want my business, and I no longer choose to have this business now. And so in return, you know, the income has dwindled down and down and down, and I'm coming from the space of abundance. You know, so I thought that, well, you know, this has come into my space. You know, look, money does fall out of trees. And,
it does.
You know, literally it is. But, you know, am I cutting my nose off to spite my face if I choose that? And so I've already come up with the answer. And you know, it's looking at it in every moment of now, declaring and defining who I am. And that's the most important thing to me. And so for a moment I forgot that, and that I have the answers. They're all with inside of me, and I'm thankful for that. So,
well, I'm glad to hear you say that. This is what I would say to your ex-husband were I you, and I'm clear that I'm not you. I don't want you to feel obligated to give me this money, because in my heart I do not feel any sense of obligation on your part to do so. So I want you to know that with this telephone call, and yes, I'll be glad to put this in writing, I relieve you of any obligation that you have under that lien to give me this money as a result of selling your property. My further truth is that I'm now involved in a career change, and I really could use some extra cash. If there's any part of you that feels that you would like to provide some of the money or all of the money from that lien to me as a result of your own feeling about it, I want you to know that I would accept that, and I don't require it. So if any or all of that comes to me, if a thousand or two or three or five comes to me, that would be lovely and really be helpful to me now in my life right now. And it's okay if none of it does, because it's old history, it's not my truth anymore, and I don't need to have you feel obligated about that. That would be what I would say, and the reason that I would say that to him is that that's my whole truth. I would tell him the whole truth of the whole thing, including my circumstance of changing jobs now and all of that. And then I would let the universe produce whatever result it chooses to produce, which could be the entire $16,000 coming to you, or maybe a check for two or three, or nothing at all. And then I would move to the space of non-expectation, expecting absolutely nothing, but I would tell the whole truth. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does.
Cool.
Yeah.
How about the room? Does the room have, is there consensus?
I think what that allows him to do is make a decision as to who he wants to be in that situation. And it's similar to something that has happened in my life. When you reflected that story, I thought, gee, that could be me, because I went through a divorce 14-some years ago. And, of course, with a court order, my ex-husband was ordered to pay child support, of which over those 14 years, I have seen a couple hundred dollars. But over those years, I have never felt that I've been wronged or that he owed me. I've always felt that his doing or choosing to handle the money how he has chosen has been his decision as to how he wants to represent who he is. And I've tried through my sons growing up, and he was quite young at the time, I've tried not to make him aware of any of that money situation at all, because that's still his father. And I feel that no matter what choices his father has made, he still is a person that he should be able to look up to and respect. And at whatever point in his life he chooses to make whatever decisions about his father, that's his choice. And in more recent years, he's asked if his father has supported him financially, and we've discussed it very openly. But I've also tried to make it clear that there are situations in his father's life that perhaps have prompted him to make the choices he has made. And nobody's choices are right or wrong. They're the choices that you make, that you best make at that point in your life.
Well, I would say that you're a saint. And
I don't think so.
I mean that almost literally. And I think it's wonderful. I don't mean it in any way derisively or in any kind of backhanded belittlement. I mean sincerely. Would that all of us could live as you have lived your life surrounding this issue. Because in my own world, and I said before, there is no truth, there's only subjective reality, but in my world, what you've said is strikingly true. Right on the mark. And if anything, you have become a truer, stronger person because of it. So I am in admiration of you. And I'm glad you told me that story.
I just wanted to ask, it seems by the decision that you're making in giving or relieving the other person of the obligation or allowing that person to pay at will, the $16,000, that you're kind of saying to the universe, I'm giving away this money, expecting to receive it in some other way. Do you understand what
I understand what you're saying. In my universe, it does not feel that that is the statement she's making. I'm giving this money away expecting to receive it in some other way.
No, I understand that. But would there be a part of that, or isn't that another way of that whole thing about what you want, you give back, and that's
well,
a piece of that?
Yes, but you know what? I want to make something clear about that process of when you, whatever you choose for yourself, give to another. That process will not work if you do it as a manipulation of the universe. In other words, you may not give to another that which you would choose for yourself as a means of acquiring it for yourself. You understand? Because then you've just gone right back into the Hall of Mirrors again and told the universe that you do not now have it. And this is the device that you're choosing to use as a means of getting it. Insincerity in the giving of it, whatever it might be, will produce the lack of it in your life. So be careful that you don't give to another as a means of acquiring for yourself, because you will not acquire. And then you'll call me in 3 months and say, Neil, that doesn't work. The quickest way to attract money for yourself is to give it away, but not if you give it away as a means of attracting it to yourself. See, you give it away with no expectation of ever getting it back. You don't give it away in order to get it back. If you give it away in order to get it back, you'll be broke very quickly. That's like playing the futures and playing them badly. See? And there's a metaphysical reason why that won't work, as well as maybe I want to say, when I get self-righteous, a moral one. The metaphysical reason is, if you are giving money away in order to get it back, you are declaring in that moment that you do not now have as much as you want, or you wouldn't need to use this device to get it back. Do you follow that? That's a metaphysical, that is to say, a scientific reason why in the world of physical manifestation it does not work. The moral reason that I have devised within the construct of my own moral precepts is it's simply morally wrong to give to another as a manipulation in order to get back for yourself. It besmudges the giving. It makes it impure. It's, in my own moral construction, it's yucky. It's You know, it's icky. The metaphysical truth stands regardless of whether you believe in it or not. That's just what's so. Our moral constructs are individually created. In my moral construct, I could not see doing something for you in the hope that somehow the universe from some other place or time will return it to me. Now, the person who gives freely with no expectation of return of anything of any kind from anyone is the person who, we've all observed this in life, receives so abundantly from everyone that it's difficult to hold it in our reality. How well they are loved, how deeply they are appreciated, and how much they received. Unless, of course, they don't. Yes.
I think this morning I had one of those ahas that you were talking about. I never knew why, but my whole life I have found that the more I give, the more I get back. And you can't even stop it from happening. It just happens. And I didn't know why. It was just magic. And I always told whoever would listen, the more you give, the more you get back.
Not only can you not stop it from happening, you can't even cause it to happen. When you do that as a means of causing it to happen, then it won't happen. Yet when you do it simply because you're doing it, you can't stop it from happening. That's the point I was just trying to make. Yes, go on.
Well, that's what was happening. But then when you gave us our homework assignment last night, and we were talking about people owing you things or you owing people things, when I would get back and it was recognized, that would make me very, very uncomfortable and make me feel not authentic, until you said, whatever you do, you're doing for some self-serving purpose, which is what we were discussing. I said, well, maybe I do that for someone because it makes me feel good to see what I did. And so I discounted it right away, and it always made me feel bad whenever I was recognized for anything. And I'm still not sure that it still doesn't. But I'm beginning to understand that, you know, it's not just me. It's everybody, so thank you.
Oh, you're right on top of a great truth here. You're right on top of it. Now, the next step for you to take that truth and cause it to create a shift in your life, and by the way, it's very possible to create huge shifts in your life out of this kind of exploration. What I want you to know is that shift happens. What? But what I want you to know is that the next step for you is to then feel good about feeling good about what you've done there. To then feel good about why you did those things.